I find her on the floor, leaning against the front door of my apartment. She's huddled in on herself, hugging her knees to her chest and hiding her face. Her long, loose hair is red gold with streaks of blue scattered throughout. That's the first thing I notice, other than the fact that a strange girl is blocking my front door. The second thing I notice is the wafting scent of alcohol. Wine, maybe. It's not cheap beer. That smell is unmistakable. I took this apartment last week after I finally moved out of my ex-girlfriend's townhouse. This building is filled with undergraduates, and every morning when I leave for campus, the hallways and stairwells reek of cheap beer from their late-night revelries. This girl doesn't smell like beer, but she's clearly been drinking, and she's at my front door keeping me from getting inside. I'm coming home from a first date so awkward it makes me cringe to remember. Mostly my fault, since I suck at first dates, and I'm not in the mood to deal with this right now. I almost demand she get her ass out of my way when I notice her shoulders shaking. She's small and pitiful and hugging herself in a protective stance. "Hey," I say in a gentler voice than I originally intended. "You okay, kid?" She turns her face up to me, and I see that she's been crying. Her mascara is running, and her huge blue eyes are red and swollen. She's somehow pretty anyway. That's the third thing I notice.
"No, I'm not okay. My key won't open my door. I've tried it 13 times.
She holds up a key as proof and lowers her voice to add in a hoarse whisper,
"The universe hates me."
Okay, no emergency, just an undergrad who gets weepy when she drinks. Maybe it's not the universe out to get you. Maybe you just drank too much and tried to open the wrong door. She's still gazing up at me, and those tear-filled eyes are very unsettling. I'm on the heels of a bad date, and I need to finish a draft of my dissertation prospectus in time for a meeting with my advisor on Monday. I've got to get some sleep, and I don't need to deal with the rising swell of sympathy and protectiveness those eyes are provoking in me. She asks,
"I did?
Did you try to open this door right here? Because this door is mine, not yours."
"It is?"
She stares down at her key as if it were the culprit in her confusion. "Where do you live, kid?" I'm guessing she's an undergraduate, based on her presence in my hallway. Surely a drunk high schooler wouldn't have wandered into this apartment complex on her own. She's tiny, with fair skin, a heart-shaped face, and a dimple at the corner of her full mouth, so it's likely she'll always look younger than her age.
"I live here."
She pats at the door. My door, behind her. "No, you don't. I told you this place is mine."
"You can't live in my apartment. My mom pays for it, and she wouldn't like that. She thinks I'm still a virgin. She's not going to let me live with a man."
I rub my face and resist the urge to open my door and step over her. I might want to escape this situation, but she's young, drunk, and disoriented. I can't leave her by herself in the hallway. I might not be a great guy, but I hope I'm decent. Someone else could come along who isn't decent, and she'd be entirely vulnerable to them. "I don't want to live with you, I promise. Your mom doesn't have to worry. I just need to know which apartment is yours so I can get you home." She pats the door again and turns to rub her cheek against it.
"This is mine."
I groan out loud. Please let her at least be in the right apartment building. This complex has 4 buildings, and they all look the same. She may have stumbled into the wrong one, and that would be a pain in the ass. "Do you remember your apartment number?"
"Of course I remember. I'm not a kid. I'm 20 and a half.
Despite my growing impatience, I chuckle at that. I hate to tell you, but adding a half to your age is not the best way to convince someone you're an adult.
"You shouldn't laugh at me. I'm not that drunk. But I opened a bottle of champagne to celebrate tonight. I was hoping, I'm always hoping, but then it was terrible. Terrible. They didn't get together or even come close. He left her behind. He left her, and I thought he would at least, But now he's with someone else, and I hate her. I've been waiting 5 years. 5 years. They need to be together. They need to. Tears are streaming down her face now. I needed the champagne to recover, but then I needed fresh air, and now my key isn't working. I'm still standing over her, looking down at her huddled form and trying to figure out what to do. Clearly, you had a bad night, and you take your friend's love life very seriously. But I still need to get you home. She sniffs and mops at her face with her hands. Her fingernails are painted blue. Then I notice that on her keychain is a small wallet made to hold IDs. I lean over and touch it. Can I look at this real quick? She blinks and offers me the wallet, which closes with Velcro. I open it and see that on one side is her university ID and on the other is her driver's license. Praying she has her apartment address listed and not her parents' address in her hometown, I scan over the license. Her name is Courtney Summers. She was telling the truth about her age, and her apartment is the given address. It's in this building, on this floor, just across the hall and to the right. It's in the same position as mine would be if you took the stairs on the opposite end of the hall. That must be why she got confused.